Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. By VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. By Polar, chase your destiny. By Premium Plus Sports, that's premiumplus-sports.com, the coolest travel agency around. By USA-swimrun.com, if you haven't tried a swim run event, what the heck are you waiting for? By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, in 2018, we sent out 2,806 grants, totaling $4.3 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here in studio. Always excited when I get people to come in studio. He's the founder and CEO of Aspen Medical Products, the EY Entrepreneur of the Year for 2017 in Orange County, Mr. Dan Williamson. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. So we have this connection with triathlon going back a lot of years. When did you first get into the sport?
I first got into the sport when I moved to Miami, Florida, back in the early 80s. Did a lot of 5Ks, 10Ks,
yeah.
And started doing biking and decided I wanted to try out this thing called a triathlon. So
it was fairly new at the time.
It was really new. It was mostly people doing 5, 10Ks and, you know, marathons and stuff.
Right.
Too many people were doing triathlons or knew much about them.
So when you think back to your triathlon career, how long did you race?
I raced for probably about 10 years that okay. I did it.
Nice. And yeah. Longest races?
That's a while ago. So it's just a triathlon, regular triathlon, nothing like a Ironman.
Like an Olympic type of distance,
right.
Like a 10K run and a 25-mile bike, 1-mile swim, that type of thing.
That was enough for me.
That was enough for you.
Biking part would get me the running part would get me after doing the biking.
Exactly. So talk a little bit about Aspen. How did that come about?
Well, we started Aspen in 1993, and we had wanted to develop a product that was really going to help people in hospitals that were found themselves in the hospital with spinal cord injuries or possible spinal cord injuries.
Right.
And people were getting skin breakdown on their necks and on their chin area.
Right.
And so we decided to develop a product that would eliminate that for them. And hospitals obviously can't have that happen to their patients because they have to pay for it.
Right.
So we designed a product back then a little bit before 1993 and tried to change the market and try to help people with it.
So it started out really with one product.
One product and not a product that was a big seller. Most people ask me, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to make any money doing it. And it was more about just helping people.
So, and did you have a medical background before that or medical sales?
My background was really working with American Hospital Supply Corporation for 10 years, and I had a business background. So it was really just picking up those things from working in hospitals. And when I worked for Baxter American Hospital,
right.
I worked for 12 of their divisions over a 10-year period. So I saw a lot of different things in a lot of hospitals and clinics and different places. So I knew kind of what we wanted to do, didn't know how we were going to do it. And the opportunity came up, and so we took it.
So when you say the opportunity came up, was the company originally Aspen Medical Products built around the one brace?
Well, originally, after working with American Hospital Supply, I went to work with a good friend of mine, Jeffrey Garth, who had a company which was for a pre-hospital market
right.
product. Was called Stiff Neck, and it was a cervical collar for people that had possible spinal cord injury in an automobile accident
right.
or something.
So something you'd have in an ambulance.
Exactly. So we built that company up over a 3-year period and then sold it. And once we sold it, we said, what are we going to do?
Yeah, right. And that's so, sort of the end game was to sell it, but then it's like, well, what's the new game?
Right. So, and we had a great company, and it was, you know, we worked with the handicap workshops, helping people and stuff. So this seemed like a natural thing to design a product that was going to help somebody. And so that's really how we got into it. We designed parts of it when we were at our first company called California Medical Products.
Right.
When we sold it, the people that owned it didn't know what to do with that product. So after we sold the company, I ran it for them for a while, and they were going to sell this product to a competitor. And I said, well, sell it to me because I'll take it off your hands. I won't compete with you. And I'd love to have it. And so the owner said, well, I'll do that as long as you run my company like you're supposed to and find somebody else to help you run yours.
So interesting. So that's how it got going.
Yeah. Right.
And so from where you started, how big is Aspen Medical Products now?
So we started at zero, and we're now close to $100 million in sales, and we're a global company. We sell all over the world.
You were just saying that you were meeting with, you're opening up in Shanghai, and you're in Frankfurt, and before you were using distributors in those markets, and now you're doing your own.
That's right. And our model really was working through distributors throughout the world in the beginning. And then in America, we decided to go direct because we could get closer to our customers and find out what their needs were. And so we just used the same strategy in the international markets. And Germany was a great one to start with because they have a reimbursement system similar to what we have here in the United States. And so it made sense for us to take our line of products that we had developed over the last 25 years and put them into the market over in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Right.
However, you had to change them a little bit because it's different over there than it is here in the United States.
So what's interesting to me is we've, you know, being involved with Rock and Roll Marathon and the Ironman Triathlon, it's a lot of those event series started in the U.S.
Right.
And it's such a different model when you go to Europe. I remember with Rock and Roll, the people, when they're charging $150 for a half marathon over here, they're used to 20 pounds over there.
Right.
But they get a lot more money in sponsorship. So it's a totally different mentality and totally different business model. Did you find that when you started going overseas?
Yes, you definitely see that no matter where you're at in the world. It's always different. So when we got to Europe, we found that they're more focused on how things look rather than how they function. So we came in and we changed our product to have that look that they like for fashion, but yet function so that it was going to work for the patients. And so we combined those two things, and it's been a big hit over there for us.
And have you learned from what you've done over there and brought some of those learnings to the market here?
Well, we try to. Some of the designs that we did for Europe, we're going to incorporate into our products we sell here on a consumer basis.
Right.
So
talk a little bit about the connection with Challenge Athletes Foundation. How did that come about?
Our connection started in the early 2000s period. A friend of mine, Doug Johnson, had asked me if I would be interested in bringing the company at that time down to La Jolla Cove to help this group that was running a triathlon. It's called Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I hadn't heard of it, but I used to be in triathlon. So I was like, yes, let's go check it out. So he and I came down for a weekend during the, I think it was like the 1999 triathlon down at the Cove. And I was just amazed. I was amazed at what you guys were doing and how you did it. And just the fact to see all these kids and people running around, you know, as happy as could be, but yet they were challenged in some sort of way.
Right.
So it didn't take long for me to buy into that whole program. And so with that, we said we'd be more than happy to help out with it.
What I loved was right from the beginning, and I think it was even the first year you guys were involved, you brought teams down. You brought staff down to be involved. It wasn't just you and Doug coming down. It was you got buses and you brought everybody down.
That's
I think
right.
We had an athlete speak to your group and your guys were volunteering. How important was that aspect of it to make it company-wide?
Well, our company is designed around serving others. So that fit right in with what our core competency was. And so it was an easy sell to go back and talk to people about what we wanted to do. And you guys were gracious enough to bring one of your Challenge Athletes up to speak to our group. And that's all it took. One of those stories and hearing how you guys benefit people around the world. My people were sold. So we decided that we were going to get a bus and we were going to get a hotel for two nights and we'd bring everybody down. And back in those days, in those early days, you know, we'd come down on Friday and help set everything up.
Right.
All day Saturday,
yep.
Setting things up. Go to dinner Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, some of us would be participating in the event, and the rest of us would be working. And then once it was all done, and you guys fed us very well, then we'd help tear it down. So, you know, it got to be like a family event for us, and people really looked forward to it. And it was just, you know, you felt like you're really making a difference in somebody's life.
And your staff really embraced it as well.
Oh, they loved it. That's all they talked about. And it was their way to be able to give back. And it was just exciting for them, because a lot of times in certain charities or things, you're always given money or
right.
something else. This, they could see it was tangible and something they could actually put their heart and soul into and see how it could make a difference. And they developed personal relationships with a lot of the people back at that time too. So
right.
that was a great thing for them. And, you know, the Challenge Athletes Market had nothing to do with our products or anything. It was really about serving others and doing something for people.
It was a labor of love.
Yes.
And your people, even your employees even started fundraising.
Well, they do all types of fundraising. And like I said, you're good enough to allow someone to come up and talk to us every year. And so we kick it off with someone coming up and speaking to us, and we have a big lunch for everybody. And I try to invite people from other companies to come over and listen. And they have ways of raising money. They'll sell tacos. We'll do 50-50 raffles. This year, because it's the 25th anniversary for both of us, we decided we were going to do a golf tournament in October, and we're going to try to raise a lot more money than we had in the past. We're getting sponsors from all over the Orange County area. And I thought that that's a great way to get the message out. Because I normally go around talking to different corporations, and I always try to bring one group of a president or a CEO or VP to the event every year so that they can spend the weekend. And I put them up in a hotel and I bring them to all the events. And usually once they're there, then they're hooked and they want to buy in. But this way I can also get them to come play golf. They can be sponsors. They can be donating money. They can see a big part of it. And then I can get them to come down and even get their people involved. And that's how we multiply.
So all the years you've been down, again, 2002, involved with 2002 and title sponsors in 2008. Have there been some moments during that time that stick out to you in terms of being at the Cove?
I think in the early days, you know, being there with Robin Williams and Rudy and seeing that how excited people were and how dedicated they were to doing it. You know, Robin was just like, it wasn't work for him. It was like a labor of love, and to see the effort he'd put into it. And I did the bike every year, and he would come near me on the bike with his posse of people. And he would just pull up next to me and start talking to me. And just like I was a normal person, which, you know, you should.
Right.
But he just laughed and was his jovial self. And then he'd move on and cruise and talk to somebody else. So
very special.
It was a special time, and just having that close connection with CAF and being there and knowing that we were making a difference for you guys as well.
Well, so you were there when we had Robin Williams, Will Ferrell, and Jim Carrey, David James Elliott. And it was like we were one celebrity from a nervous breakdown. That was a pretty special day.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I was doing the bike back then, and so we didn't get back in until probably 3 o'clock or something, because we had a later. So I would miss all that fun stuff that happened in between. But we had our fair share of it out on the bike ride.
And you get to see the kids run every year, I'm imagining.
Yes. Most of the times.
Watching our little amputee kids running and little wheelchair kids, it's pretty special.
It's special to see that, and it's special to see everybody on Friday night when you give out the awards and the dinner. You know, it's a great time to catch up with people that I've met over the years, and people, I don't always remember their names because I only see them once in a while, but they remember you, and they come up and hug you and talk with you, and that's really special.
Especially because everybody has name tags on.
Right.
Like everybody should every day.
Right?
Every day you should be having name tags. Makes life a lot easier. When you think about where your company has come and now where it is, does it surprise you with the growth going from zero to 100 million?
Of course, you always hope that it's going to continue to grow, and we've really been blessed. You know, we've been able to develop products for people, and know, a lot of companies, like, they have a whole plan. They know exactly what the next 10 products are going to be. And in the early days, we didn't. We just focused on a spinal product that we knew was going to help somebody. And as I was out in the market, I saw other opportunities. So we also saw that people had bad backs all the time. So all those products were being custom made for people. And we saw an opportunity to make one that didn't have to be custom made, and they could have it in 30 minutes once we put it all together and packaged it for them. So, you know, we've been blessed to come up with products and be able to sell them around the world. You know, God's given me a great insight on how to do a lot of those things and a lot of training when I was at American Hospital Supply. I got the best group of people working at my company. You know, they're trustworthy. They got high ethics, good morals. They want to help. They want to serve. And it allows me to travel the world to go and expand our business. So, you know, I can't be thank the Lord enough for the things that he's done for us.
How many products do you have now?
We probably have over 100 different products, just different things, different styles of products for the spine only. Right now, we do mostly spine. We're going to start doing some other products for the other extremities, but mostly our focus is on the spine.
And how many staff?
We have about 250 people now because we opened up a production facility down in Tijuana in Mexico.
Okay.
And as we said, we opened up an office in Germany and one in Shanghai. So we're probably going to be close to 300 by the end of the year.
So basically we need to do a San Diego Triathlon Challenge, a Shanghai Triathlon Challenge.
Yes, yes. One in Tijuana, one in Shanghai, and do one in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt would be good.
We'll participate. Yeah. We have those. We give them the opportunity to come from Mexico.
Do you really?
Or Germany and Shanghai to participate with us.
Really? Do they come out? So you've had some of your internationals come out.
They've come out. I don't know if they've all been able to make it, but they've talked to me about wanting to do it. In fact, I was just with my top salespeople this past weekend in Del Mar. And as I said, I have Salesforce all over the country.
Right.
And they're like, Dan, we want to participate in this stuff. How can we do more?
Wow.
And so I said, well, we'll be glad to make that happen and we'll figure out ways to do it. And you guys are so good to give us the ability to set up a website where, you know, we can raise money and it can go towards the different riders that we have that are on the relay team.
Sure.
So, you know, salespeople are competitive, so they want to raise more money than their other regions that they might be in. So we'll get a nice competition going with them, too, and try to raise even more money.
What's the financial goal for you for this year?
My goal for myself this year is probably around $40,000 or $50,000, if not more.
Wow.
We're hopeful that for the company, we're going to be well over $100,000. Each year we try to surpass what we had done in the past, and I'm pretty confident that we'll do over $100,000.
$100,000, and in the time, is it okay to mention that? Yeah. We got Nancy Reynolds. Nancy, walk up here to the microphone. We got our director of development, Nancy Reynolds, is in here with Dan, in honor of you going over. Is that over $1 million?
Yep.
$1 million, $60,500. Dan Williamson and Asthma Medical Products. Thank you. So that's amazing.
That's amazing to me, too. I wouldn't have known it was $1 million, but that's great.
Wow. What'd you do?
We brought him some champagne to celebrate.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Because we wanted to find out, and then that came back from our great accounting team.
Wow.
Well, so we'll have to make it $2 million.
So you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the goal will be $2
million. $2 million.
That is so cool. Yeah. Dan, thank you for everything. Now, what will you be doing this year in the race?
I will be doing the biking again. I was going to do the $1 million challenge a few years
ago. Oh, yes.
And so I had gotten ready for that, and the week before the $1 million challenge, our dog got out, and I went to grab him, and I tore the meniscus in my knee. So I didn't get to do that, so that's one of my goals coming up here in the next few years. As soon as my travel slows
down
a little
bit,
I want to, you know, it takes a while to train for that, but I'm looking forward to it.
How much travel are you doing?
I travel in the busy times. I'll be gone a couple of weeks out of every month around the world.
That's hard with the family.
Yeah, that's tough. Five kids.
Five kids. Now, are your kids following your footsteps? Have they been to SDTC?
They've all been down here once or twice. I have a couple that are out of college. I have one in college and two still in high school. So they've all been here. Even my mother-in-law has been down here, and she comes to watch, and she's in her 80s.
That is the coolest thing. Dan, having, you know, it's great to have sponsors. It's great to have people involved, but you've been a partner, and being a partner for us for all these years. Thank you so much. Over $1 million, but more importantly, just, you know, bringing all your people down. How many people do you think you'll bring down this year?
I think the count that I saw was about 150 to 170 total.
Wow. And that's combined between volunteers and participating.
That's correct. And we let them bring their families down. So it's not just the individual person that works for us.
Right.
We want the families to come down so we can integrate families into this too, because, you know, that's how you multiply, right? It's that word of mouth that gets across to the neighbors, to their friends, to different people.
So. Love it. Okay. So for our potential sponsors who are out there listening here, why should they get involved with Challenge Athletes Foundation?
They're going to find that it's an amazing thing that's going to change their life. Their people are going to see how these individuals work so diligently and are so appreciative of the things that Challenge Athletes does for them. And they're going to take a quick look at their own life and realize that they really probably have it made and that life is pretty easy for them, and they're going to want to get involved. It doesn't take much when you see one of these young kids who come on a Saturday morning, barely can walk, stand up straight, and in a few short hours, you see him racing around a course, and they're happy, they're laughing. It'll change their life, and they're going to want to do it. And as I said, when I bring those corporate people down with me over the weekend, they see it and they understand why we want to do it. It's a great way to give back, and even for the military, as you do a lot of stuff for the military
with our Operation Rebound program. Absolutely.
And what a blessing for those people, because not everybody in the world sees it that way. And those military guys, you know, they are willing to put their life on the line. You know, we should be putting our life on the line for them.
Absolutely. Dan Williamson, thank you so much for everything you do for CAF. And again, we're talking the Aspen Medical Products San Diego Triathlon Challenge coming up. It's a whole weekend, the triathlon, the 1 mile swim, 44 mile bike, 10 mile run. And then we also have another option with a 5 mile run, a 5K walk, a yoga class, the Tour de Cove on the grass. It's basically a 3-ring circus.
It is. It's
all day
one.
Long. All sorts of fun stuff happening. You'll see our kids run. If you have not been there, as Dan said, it will change your life and you'll become part of the CAF family forever and ever and ever. Dan Williamson, again, has been our guest. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, toughmantri.com, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, by Polar, chase your destiny, by PremiumPlus-Sports.com, the best travel agent on the planet, by USA-SwimRun.com. If you haven't tried a swim run event, get out there and give one a try, by our Challenged Athletes Foundation. In our first 25 years, we have now raised over $100 million, sent out over 23,000 grants because of the support of people like Dan Williamson and Aspen Medical Products. Again, check out any of our interviews on BabbittVille.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.